This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Governor is going to take executive action on guns. Meanwhile, Representative Jim Jordan under fire as he's being sued from the Manhattan DA Bragg because of what he had to say about Donald Trump and his indictment. And the body cam shots come out from Louisville and what happened in that horrible bank shooting that still has people in that city unhinged, as they should be, because they're frankly just heartsick with what has happened there. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for joining us here on this show. To be sure, we will lighten the load and we'll hit the mailbag for your thoughts. Also, a chef that I really, really like is going to throw down some pretty interesting recipes when it comes to grilling, because grilling season is coming up. But first, let's start with what a lot of people are talking about. If they saw some of it, the body cam video showing the officers fired at the gunman right away as soon as they arrived, and quickly they got there on the scene very early on Monday. 3 minutes as soon as it happened, they were there. So I think it's good that they released the images, because you could see certainly the one, especially the young police officer who's just sworn in 10 days previously, immediately doing what he should have done, checking the scene and going directly toward the gunman to take him out. So the footage came out Tuesday afternoon, shows some pretty tense moments as Corey Galloway and Nicholas Wilt, both of who were wounded, tried to ascertain really the attacker's position as they were taking gunfire from the AK-15 rifle. So Wilt, still in training, less than 2 weeks after graduating from the police academy, shot in the head, hospitalized in critical condition after surgery. Lots of people praying for him. They're going to have a vigil for everybody, and certainly for him as well, coming up tomorrow in Louisville. So other officers who arrived tried to rescue him. They came under the gunman's barrage too as well. So we kind of were walked through the edited footage and some of the still photos of the attack. The police department, I think, was smart to do this, released it, showed the images, showed what happened, because you can clearly see it. After shooting his coworkers, he went to the front lobby, set up an ambush, and waited for officers to respond. As soon as he saw him, he started shooting at him, so he knew what was going on. So he broke the glass, he fired, and then the rest is history, obviously, what happened there. And then there's 911 tapes that are going to be released, too, as well. There's Instagram footage that shows that the rampage lasted about 1 minute before the shooter sat down in the lobby area and was really just waiting for the police, waiting for that ambush. So on to the vigil. That's going to be held on Wednesday, 5 o'clock Eastern. To be sure, they're going to be, I'm sure, thousands of people, because that's what I hear from some that I know that live in that area, that are going to go and attend it to just do what they can to reach out to so many of the victims of what happened there. And then you had, at the University of Louisville Hospital, the chief medical officer was asked about, you know, what was happening. He was part of a news briefing, Dr. Jason Smith, and he just flat out made a plea for action. He said, "To everyone who helps make policy, state, city, federal, I would simply ask you to do something, because doing nothing, which is what we've been doing, is not working. We have to do something, because this is just getting out of hand across our city and across this great nation of ours." He's been at the hospital for about 15 years. And of course, he said he's constantly sick of treating these horrific injuries, and it takes a huge emotional toll. So on that same note of what's being talked about and what's being said, as I mentioned, you have a Republican governor who's saying enough is enough. We got to do something. And of course, Nashville, they had their own horrific shooting. So Tennessee Republican Governor Bill Lee said he's going to take action on guns. And what does he mean by that? He signed an executive order to strengthen background checks for firearm purchases. And he called on state lawmakers to pass an order of protection bill aimed at keeping guns away from those deemed dangerous. He held his own press conference in Nashville on Tuesday. He said that efforts to prevent gun violence are necessary after last month's shooting at the private Christian elementary school that killed three students and three staff members. He said, the truth is that we're facing evil itself. We can't stop evil, but we can do something. I think there is a need for action. I think that we have an obligation, and I certainly do, to remind people that we should set aside politics and pride and accomplish something that the people of Tennessee want to see get accomplished. So that's one thing moving forward. The Republican is going to sign an executive order that creates a 72-hour clock for reporting new criminal activity and mandates courts submit timely information to the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation. Because, see, that's also part of the problem. There are checks, but a lot of times that information doesn't trickle down fast enough. And then perhaps something that could have been stopped wasn't stopped. It doesn't mean that that is the big net that's going to end all of these problems. But between the agencies of turning things over much quicker, that certainly could help in certain situations. All right. Meanwhile, we go to what is just the clock ticking on something that's really going to bounce into 2024, as we all know, and that's the Trump indictment. And House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan immediately answered back at the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg on Tuesday over what he said was an effort to obstruct congressional oversight. He tweeted out, first they indict a president for no crime, then they sue, because he's being sued, to block congressional oversight when we ask questions about the federal funds they say they used to do it. So to re-rack this, Bragg sued Jordan Tuesday, seeking to block a House Judiciary Committee inquiry into hush money payments tied to the former president's 2016 presidential campaign. Bragg claimed House oversight subpoenas are a transparent campaign to intimidate and attack. And of course, we know the story now. Bragg indicted Trump on 34 counts of falsifying business records in connection with the payments. Some legal experts have certainly derided the Bragg filing as pretty thin. So we'll see where this goes, if anywhere. But it's more of the back and forth over the Trump indictment. How much does a stamp cost? Have you mailed anything lately? Do you have any idea what it would cost you to just simply first class throw a stamp on an envelope, mail a card, whatever? I'm going to tell you next.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Suspense is killing you. When was the last time you mailed something? And you know, to be sure, there's certainly people that mail things, but a lot of times it's not the traditional, let me throw that stamp, let me write that letter, you know, let me mail something that way. If you do go to mail a letter, it's going up 66 cents. That's what it's going to be, 66 cents to mail a card, a letter, you know, whatever. It seems like a lot, doesn't it? Or is it not a lot? Because there have been so many problems with the United States Postal Service in trying to get back to even, so to speak, that they've got to pass the cost on somewhere. So, you know, who older people mail things and they notice when the stamps go up. That's why they started the whole deal with the forever stamps, that you would buy these stamps that they, no matter what, you paid whatever the amount was, and that they're forever good as long as you can find them, because then that's the key thing. Like, I'm sure I have, especially in moving 8 months ago, I'm sure I have forever stamps all over the place in some drawer stuck somewhere in some box that I, who knows, I'll eventually find them and they'll trickle out and I'll say, oh, there's those forever stamps, so I can use those. Every time, because I do go to the post office every once in a while. Every time I go to the post office, do you need any stamps? And I always think, when I get stamps, I just don't use stamps. If I mail anything, it's usually something bigger than that. It's some sort of box, or I'm going to UPS or whatever. But if you are one of those people, which it is pretty cool to mail people cards, by the way, bravo if you do that, because there's nothing like getting mail that's not junk mail that actually matters. Like, all of a sudden you get a card from someone that pops up. That is pretty cool. then just be aware that it's 66 cents, latest rate hike. The price of a stamp has increased 32%. That's the weird thing. Since 2019. So a 5.4% increase across all first-class mail products. It's the fourth rate hike in 2 years. That's a lot. Because then if you were to go back to 2018, what were you paying for a stamp? You know, 52 cents. And look, what they say is, we are facing hundreds of billions of dollars in unpayable liabilities. So they got to figure out a way. How can they make up for it? They have to put it on to the consumer. But here's what's interesting. Sending mail in the U.S. is still cheaper than nearly any country in the developing world. So while people might say, oh, that's so much, you got to think about that, right? And the competition that they have, because you got Amazon, you got so many other places where people can mail things, but especially Amazon, just getting things, Amazon comes, delivers it, you know, whatever. So even in the first quarter of 2022, they had over a billion dollar loss, or they had $1 billion in the final quarter of 2022. So they got to make up that shortfall. And they're supposed to break even in 2023. And in 2024, modestly profitable. Modestly profitable. Just wiping away all of that debt. All right, what else is happening that's on our radar and probably is being talked about in your backyard? And some of it is what I mentioned already at the top. I said this to start off the week. It's so interesting that for once, I'm not overly talking about the weather, because we've just been hammered by the weather. We've been hammered by tornadoes. It's still about cleanup, cleanup, cleanup. The historic number of tornadoes, just absolutely crazy. Atmospheric currents that have come together, the oceanic and the atmospheric currents that have come together to create those conditions for tornadoes, and the path of destruction in 2023 is so sad. Just a recipe for this crazy, crazy disaster. You know, even before March 31st's outbreak, tornado activity was already the third busiest start to the year since they started even keeping the records of such things. On April 11th, the Storm Prediction Center tweeted that its preliminary count of 122 tornadoes on March 31st gives the U.S. its highest tornado count on record for the first 3 months of the year. More than 410. 410. So when you look at, as I said, those currents that come together, the conditions that create it and spawn those tornadoes, it's a chaotic orchestra is what it is. And those essential ingredients that come together and form that, where you're talking about a couple degrees here or there, it really, really scary for people that are in Tornado Alley especially, and they know that you know that you can get tornadoes, but are you expecting this amount of twisters that are hitting more frequently and that are on the ground further, especially in the South? Just really tough, and it makes me wonder, and we're going to have somebody on to talk about it, but, you know, what do you do to stay safe in tornadoes? And what's the suggestion? It's always get in the tub, put a mattress on top of yourself, get into a closet in the interior of the house, stay away from the windows. Boy, to have a storm shelter, or to have a neighbor who had a storm shelter that you could just immediately scramble and go there, would be worth its weight in gold, wouldn't it? I would, if I had a neighbor that had one of those, I'd like love to get to know them. Oh, you have an escape route? You're willing to let us go into your escape place? I love it. Because seriously, then you can withstand it. Some of what is built, and what a great thing it would be to have that. But it's not affordable, and it's not feasible in some areas. So that's the other part of this story, that you can't always, even if you want it, it's not necessarily realistic. All right, this might not be realistic either. But whenever it gets high, you start to see the billboards everywhere. And like I said, everybody's talking about this kind of stuff. Mega Millions jackpot, $441 million, right? So did anybody have the winning ticket for Tuesday night's drawing? I mean, what a life changer that would be. The odds are incredible. One in 302 million. But somebody's got to win. Somebody's going to eventually win. So the estimated jackpot would be $385 million. $385 million. That's incredible. But and defying those odds would be incredible. It's like that age-old question. What would you do if you won the lottery? What would you do with that kind of money? Because that's a large lottery prize. We're not talking about, oh gosh, I'll pay off my mom's house. I'll, you know, take care of the people who took care of me. Because of course, naturally, in most of those cases, you would do that. That's serious jam on it money. Like, where do I want a house? And then where else do I want a house? I mean, how cool would it be if you could live in every what I call quadrant of the U.S.? Because I feel so fortunate to have lived in so many different great places in the South, in the North, in the West. I mean, and I can think of those spots like that would be fun. And then just let other people stay there, whoever I know. You want to stay there, just stay there. That probably would be the realistic thing of the point of view of what would you do for yourself? Because then you could spend time in all these, you know, all these different areas. Hey, coming up, we've got the mailbag. And in the mailbag, of course, there are many of you who are talking about the situation that happened in Nashville, happened in Louisville, worried about workplace violence, worried about what's happening in schools. And another reaction from somebody, which is was really made me pay attention to this, is, do you have any Tupperware on your shelves somewhere? I guess Tupperware is really in trouble. And this is a company that goes back to the 40s. And while people may have it tucked away, I guess they've really fallen on tough, tough times. And one of the listeners alerted me to that fact and actually had a pretty funny email. Hang with us.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. Donald Trump will not get a change of venue for his hush money trial upcoming in New York. Trump's attorneys couldn't convince appeals judges that Trump might not get a fair trial in New York City. President Biden unveiled his administration's initiative to enhance the affordability of child care and senior care. Speaking in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, he emphasized that the current cost of care is excessively high, while the compensation for care workers remains inadequate.
Care workers and caregivers are critical to our families and to the entire economy.
The president's latest budget proposal encompasses measures such as expanding paid family leave, reducing child care expenses, and extending the child care tax credit. Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay a $600 million settlement to address class action claims arising from the February 2023 train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. The railroad clarified that the settlement does not imply any admission of wrongdoing or liability. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
We're in the mailbag. Ooh, the room is crowded. Let's go to this first one from Adrian, sort of on the lighter side. I promised some lighter stuff. And Adrian said, Kate Delaney, did you know that Tupperware is in serious trouble? If you have any Tupperware, who knows, save it. And if it's in good condition, you might be able to throw it on eBay and make a few monies. Monies. I'm always looking for some monies. So he says, or she, Tupperware has seen the sales just dump over the last couple of years. I have Tupperware all over the place. Every house you go into, let's face it, mostly has Tupperware. And I guess their sales were really, really off last year. I wonder what the deal is. I think what the deal is that they're a company that didn't move with the times. And if you go to stores now, you can get like really decent plasticware that's like throwaway ware even. And it costs nothing. You can go to like a dollar store and get it. So Tupperware, that was the whole idea, was this great plastic that lasted, I guess, and, you know, sealed up. So all those leftovers. But their sales, after I got Adrian's email, I looked it up. Their sales for 2022 were $1.3 billion. That's an 18% decrease to the year before. So it keeps going down and down and down. And you know what it is? They can't connect with younger people. How many young people are into Let me collect the Tupperware. I'm moving, I'm getting this as a graduation present, or I'm getting this as a moving out of the house present, or whatever. Or I just graduated and I'm a full-fledged electrician and I have my own place, so my pops gave me some Tupperware. I don't think so. So Tupperware is actually even facing a lawsuit from investors because they didn't disclose the serious issues with their internal controls. They had a bunch of misstatements in a 2020 report, right? So they've lost the edge is what it is. You got to keep on, especially the way technology moves and also being in touch with what the next generations are coming up and also having a clever branding. I call it, you have to be brandtastic. I mean, you got to leverage what you have and you got to figure out how do you leverage it. That's just my two cents, Adrian. And it made me think about this. You know, I don't even know if I have any Tupperware. I think I absolutely am pretty positive I don't have any Tupperware. I have other versions of it that people gave me or I got somewhere that were the disposable things or whatever they were, but I'm pretty sure I don't have any of it. How about that? I can remember my mother had it. You know, you'd go in the refrigerator and there'd be whatever, the angel hair pasta and her fabulous meatballs or whatever it was in the Tupperware. All right, we move on. This one from Sam, who says, Kate, my heart is broken. I am a Republican. Most of my friends are Republicans, although I do have a few that are Democrats. I don't really care what party they are. It's not important to me. It's about how they treat me and how I treat them and our commonalities. And one thing that we used to vehemently disagree about was guns. And I believe in the Second Amendment and the right to protect guns, but I do not believe anymore in any of these long guns. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Why don't we just ban the bloody ass assault weapons? Yes, there are other ways somebody could attack. We know that. But none of us who hunt are worried about assault weapons. None of us who like our guns, who go to shooting ranges, are worried about assault weapons. It is not a slippery slope, my friend. I know my friends have guns. We've talked about it. And all of us are in agreement. And some of us are hardcore, sister. Ban the assault weapons. All right, he wasn't the only one. I got a similar thing from Billy, who says, Kate, I'm in New Orleans, and I got to tell you, as much as I am a gun-toting fool, I do. I like my guns. I like to go to the range. I hunt with my sons and my nephews. Even my niece hunts. I really think it's time to say adios to the piece of crap assault weapons. I can only imagine being a parent, or I can't imagine being a parent and being in a situation like what happened in Uvalde or what happened in Nashville. People have lost their minds, and you just don't know when someone's going to decide to open up. And I know that these are weapons that just rip bodies to shreds, which is why first responders can barely go back to the job once they've gone into one of those horror shows where kids in schools especially have been victims by someone who has lost their mind. All right, so that's two. Then I had this one from Joe, who said, hey, Kate, I saw the body cam footage when I came home from work, and I quickly decided I was going to send you an email. I was going to call, but I decided to send an email instead. I think it's good the way the police department has handled this in Louisville. They should get serious props. The young cop and his partner, how they immediately responded. You could clearly see what was happening. Obviously, the kid was waiting for the police to arrive and was ready to just keep shooting. And they certainly did what they should have done on the job. But again, the way they handled it and the way they released it and explained it, I think was something that we all needed to see. And maybe that's because of the lack of the right kind of response in the Parkland shootings in Florida and in Uvalde, although they were both school situations. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the one police officer so new to the job, just imagine a rookie officer who had just started a new chapter in his life, and that's what he's faced with. All right, and then this one is from Kim, who says, wow, did you see the story about the recycling plant fire and how many people had to be evacuated? I know that I have a brother that doesn't live too far from Richmond, and he sent some pictures, texted me some pictures today, Katie, and I'll tell you what, that was some thick black column that was definitely toxic. I can't imagine with the kind of chemicals that plastics have that it wasn't, and I think anyone who was anywhere near there definitely should have evacuated. Hopefully most of the people did. Yeah, you know, this recycling plant is in Richmond, and somehow a fire starts, and of course you're right, the different chemicals that plastics would certainly give off, and then them being on fire, you would have to evacuate any areas that were close to it. And, you know, if they were within a mile, half mile of the fire, what if it changed directions, you know, the wind shifts, that kind of thing. I think if I was anywhere close to there, I wouldn't take a chance. I would just go somewhere, or I would shelter in place, close the windows, whatever I had to do. But I wouldn't, I wouldn't be breathing it in, let's put it that way. I guess it affected like a couple thousand people. But luckily, none of the fire crews were hurt. None of that happened. Sometimes even when you've got a fire like this and you think, oh, okay, well, it's kind of in that contained area. But it looked like it was really tough to see it. And it looked like the flames were just kind of jumping buildings at the site. But the good news is I think it didn't really jump into the residential areas that were very, very close. I know I saw one firefighter somewhere. I saw a tweet or a comment where the firefighter had said it's probably the largest fire that he had seen in his career. And I've had family members that are volunteer firefighters. They even have a firefighter in the family. And when they tell me about those fires and they tell me to look for exits and what to do and all that kind of stuff, boy, I pay attention, because they have told me some hair-raising stories about what can happen with winds shifting, or even if it's a commercial fire and you're near it in a residential area, just how awful that can be, how sad and dramatic and traumatic it can end up being. Here's one from Robbie, who says, hey, Kate, I know you saw that movie Air, and you said it was good. I'm going to see it with my son, I think, this weekend. I'm a big Air Jordan fan myself, and I happen to see that he just had some shoes that sold for a pretty big amount of money at an auction and set some kind of a record. I'm sure the movie doesn't hurt, but everybody knows Michael Jordan. Everybody knows Air Jordans. Yeah, I think what you caught or what you saw was the iconic, the black and red Air Jordan 13s. And it was a pair that he used in a Bulls win during game 2 of his final NBA championship. And so they're the most expensive sneaks ever sold at an auction. $2.2 million. Wow. Yeah, I mean, if you're into sports memorabilia and you have a lot of extra cash, why not? What are you going to do with them? I don't know. Put them in a case somewhere and put them on display. I'm not sure. You know, somebody told me one time that it's like art and sports memorabilia, when you say, well, what's it worth? Well, it's what the person thinks it's worth. So for sure, because they were historic, they would go for a big amount. But that's a really, really big amount, right? Definitely. All right, thanks. thanks for all of your emails. Remember, you can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog, yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
About this on the show, you think about sustainability and then you think about steak, right? And we're all of a sudden there's like this war on steak, which I am a huge lover of steak and I don't understand it. You think about from farm and then all the way to your table to fork, as they say. Celebrity chef and a cattle rancher are here to talk with the celebrity chef Lamar Moore and rancher John Coleman Locke. So I am really psyched to talk to both of them. Hey guys, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, Kate.
So, John, let's start with you. Tell us about your family's ranching tradition and how far back that goes and caring for the land and connection to nature and all of that I know is very important to you.
Yeah, Kate. So you mentioned the word sustainability, and it's kind of fascinating. Sustainability has become quite the buzzword in our society the last couple of decades. And in actuality, most ranching families have been living and breathing sustainability for many generations. So I'm a sixth generation member of the J.D. Hudgens family. We've got a long and rich history here on the Gulf Coast of raising Brahman cattle. We send genetics all over the world, have had quite an impact on global beef production due to that. And we've actually been here in the same area for over 140 years. And so one of the things that I've learned from that is that every rancher aspires to be truly sustainable, pass the business on to the next generation. And in order to do that, you not only have to leave the business better than you found it, but you have to leave the land better than you found it. So you have to cooperate with nature. You can't fight nature. You have to become nature's partner, appreciate and use her systems. And so when you're in that situation, you just really can't help but be strongly connected to nature.
Yeah. So where is this? Where is your family's land that you're talking about on the Gulf Coast?
So we're about 50 miles southwest of Houston. And like I said, we've been here since the mid 1800s.
Yeah. Wow. And you kind of touched on it, but what are some of the things that you do to make sure you're really caring for the, for that land and being, as you said, the buzzword, sustainable?
Right. So very few people realize that the number of cattle in North America today is very similar to the number of bison that would have been here several hundred years ago. So what we do is we have a grazing program, a managed intensive grazing program that sort of mimics the way that the bison grazed. So we move our cattle frequently to fresh forage, and then that allows the forage that they just grazed to recover appropriately. And then when you do that, it's not only good for the plants, but that also benefits all biology in the system and benefits everything in nature. And then that translates into better soil health, which of course translates into stronger plants, like I said, and ultimately better animal health, better animal performance. And that's not only good for the animals and the land, but it's also good for the people that operate the system and the end user, the end consumer that benefits from the wholesome beef that's produced in systems like that.
Yeah. And talking about the end user, that's me big time. I'm a huge beef lover. So it's great that we have celebrity chef Lamar Moore with us. Chef, tell us what I know that you are making that lots of people will be consuming today and into the future. Tell us what's on tap.
So what's on tap? I have a bone-in 32-ounce ribeye with a nice miso glaze. We call it steak frites in the steak world. So it'll be accompanied by it with some togarashi fries. So it's got a little citrus spice and then a curry aioli dipping sauce. And then there is a New York strip with a sauce au poivre. So just like down here in Houston and Chicago, too, we love our whiskey and bourbon. So it's a whiskey bourbon sauce, a little bit of black peppercorn, and finished off a little bit of heavy cream.
Yum. I wish I was with both of you right now to be the taste tester. So what are some of your tips for making sure when you grill out, because we're in that season, to make sure it's perfect?
One is the quality of beef. I mean, you know, we touched on, you know, having some sustainable beef, and we're definitely like doing that. So getting a good pick of beef, allowing your beef to rest before cooking. So what I mean by that is pulling out of the cooler, allowing it to temper, simple salt and pepper on there. So true to the beef, and, having some great grill marks on there. And then when your beef is cooked, allowing it to rest for at least 3 to 5 minutes. And what that does is redistribute some of those natural juices before slicing, so that, you know, that makes sure that you get a really good unctuous flavor, and then allow that moisture and tenderness to follow all the way through.
Yum. So do you have a favorite cut of meat? That's a hard question, I know, for you, but do you have one?
No, it's not hard at all. It's one of my choices of a ribeye. I love, you know, some of that marbling and fat that's on a ribeye. Definitely love the bone in, because when we're cooking the beef, it allows all of the temperature extracts to the bone, and then I can really get some marbling and a little bit of fat in there out of each chew. So ribeye is one of my favorites.
100%. I'm on board with Lamar. I'm a ribeye guy too.
That's exactly what I was going to ask you.
There's nothing like farm to table, and you got two of the best talking to you.
Yeah, I love it. All right, so where can my listeners go for more information?
So you can find more recipes like this and more at beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Yeah, always in my house. Thanks to both of you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kate.
Well, I'll tell you what, listening to that conversation with both of them and talking to them about beef, there's no question. I mean, that was the thing, you know, just all of you have a meal, right? When you go back to your mama's house, whatever it was. And when I would go back right after I got out of school and living in all these different places, they'd pick me up from the airport and and they would say to me, "We're having your favorite for dinner." I'd be like, "Let's see, filet mignon, mashed potatoes, Jersey corn, and some kind of pie, whatever it was." And sure enough, that's exactly what it was. Right? Got the best cuts of meat. Best cuts of meat. So yeah, I'm all about that. And it's about cooking it right. Right? And there's lots of different ways that you can cook beef. So check out some of those recipes, because that chef is one good cook. All right, a little of this, a little of that as we swing to the end of this hour. So some things that have popped up. Certainly, one thing that has really been crazy has been San Francisco, right? I don't know when the last time any of you have been to San Francisco. At San Francisco, they have seen a massive drop in people getting hotel rooms, etc., because they've got a serious transient problem there, where you've had people attacked in certain areas, like in the main vibe of sort of downtown San Francisco. San Francisco has now found itself where, you know, they have a 23% increase in property crimes in the last couple of years. Spikes in burglary and theft, it's been huge. Violent crime stats have been up. And we've seen some really crazy things happen in downtown San Francisco. So I've hardly ever heard of this anywhere, but Whole Foods Markets, they have a store right there on a major street. And they're saying that they're just closing it, that they have to, for now, close the store. They can't operate because of all the problems that they've had, because of all the theft, because of all the violent crime near there, that it's just not safe. So they have to say goodbye, which is so strange for a store like that. So you know it's serious. There just was a major tech guy who was stabbed, and he was trying to get help and died. He was in his 40s, had a family, everything. And he was somewhere in that area, not too far from where that Whole Foods is. And he was banging on a door to a high rise, trying to get in, slump to the ground, and then died from his wounds. So while you weren't looking, San Francisco became one dangerous, dangerous city. Elizabeth Holmes tries to manipulate in any way she can, doesn't she? So she's got to report to prison this month. She's waiting her appeal out. But a judge on Monday denied that request. That's why she has to go to prison. Denied the request to remain free while she appeals that conviction. So in his order, the judge of the Northern District of California said she doesn't pose a danger to the community or flight risk, but he cast doubt on her appeal. He says even if she won her appeal, it's unlikely to result in a reversal or an order for a new trial for all the counts of which she was found guilty. She was sentenced to more than 11 years in prison last November after she was convicted months earlier of multiple charges of defrauding investors while running the failed blood testing startup Theranos. So attorneys for Holmes are not really responding to any questions. They were just pushing to see that happen. I mean, she was the wunderkind, and then suddenly she wasn't, because that technology is going to be amazing, where supposedly you would be able to test for a wide range of conditions just using a few drops of blood going into a place like Walgreens. But it did not happen. They duped investors. All right, people, be safe, be sane. For goodness sake, enjoy whatever it is that you're doing in life. I'm telling you, make it count more than ever.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.